This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Pedro Guajardo Jr. Date of birth, January the 1st, 1961. Case ID number 3336928. Date of exam 4/26/22. Duration of examination 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Valley Baptist Hospital in Harlingen dated 9/9/21. And medical records from Dr. Farley Niesman II, MD, dated 12/28/21. COVID-19 status. The claimant states that he has had COVID-19 and he had it in 2021. During that time, he had symptoms of fever, shortness of breath, and aches and pains. He has tested positive for COVID-19 and has been around other family members who have all had COVID-19. He has had one vaccine shot, and he has also received the monoclonal antibodies infusion, which he states saved his life. Identifying information. This is a 61-year-old separated male with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of heart failure with an ejection fraction of 25% and fluid retention, diabetes mellitus, and chronic fatigue. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in July of 2019, where he worked as a laborer for 4 years. Before that time, he worked as an electrician for 6 years. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a mobile home with his girlfriend. And he is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, heart failure with a 25% ejection fraction and fluid retention. The claimant states that in 2021, he went to Valley Baptist Hospital in Harlingen and was hospitalized for 2 weeks. He denies having a myocardial infarction or coronary artery bypass surgery. The state say he was told that he was in heart failure and had atrial fibrillation. He states the character of his chest discomfort was a labor breathing located in his chest area that did not radiate to any other place of his chest. The claimant states that in 2021, he was in labor breathing for approximately 3 days, and that now every third day he goes into shortness of breath, dyspnea. He states that his dyspnea is precipitated by any kind of exertion, but is not related to rest or food intake. He denies taking any nitroglycerins, and states that resting and antacids do not affect his chest discomfort. His symptoms include shortness of breath and dizziness. He denies any palpitations, diaphoresis, nausea, or vomiting. His risk factors include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, smoking, and a high cholesterol. He denies any family history of heart disease. The claimant also denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, gastritis, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli, or costochondritis. The claimant has stated that he is in congestive heart failure and was told this by his physician who is Dr. Farley Neisman II. He states he also suffers from pedal edema and orthopnea, where he has to sleep with three pillows at night. He was diagnosed with congestive heart failure, atrial fibrillation, mild coronary artery disease, mild inferior wall ischemia with dilated cardiomyopathy with an ejection fraction of 20 to 25%. His condition is not stable at this time. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2021, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, and a weight loss of 20 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, laser for the eyes, or nephropathy. He does suffer from diabetic polyneuropathy of the toes and cardiovascular disease. He checks his blood glucose 3 times per day and states that the lowest it's been is 98 and the highest that it's been is 500 mg/dL. He states it usually comes out around 250 mg/dL. His last hemoglobin A1C was 7.1, which is borderline high. And he is presently taking glipizide 5 mg BID for his diabetes. He appears to be fairly well controlled if he does indeed have a hemoglobin A1C of 7.1. Allegation number three, chronic fatigue syndrome. The claimant states that in 2017, he was diagnosed with chronic fatigue secondary to having congestive heart failure and the COVID infection. X-rays were performed, which showed that he was in congestive heart failure. The claimant had symptoms of swelling, pain and stiffness, and pain that he would feel at night. He denies any warmth or any kind of pain with change in temperatures. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 5 minutes, climb 5 steps, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, or lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. His physician is Dr. Rene Gundan. He is presently on no other medications for pain and states that he does no other physical activity secondary to being so tired. Family history. He states his father is 81 and in good health. His mother is 83 and has had a stroke and has hypertension. Medications. Rosuvastatin, 20 mg QD. Spironolactone, 25 mg QD. Eliquis, 5 mg BID. Dilantin, hydrochloride, 180 mg QD. Lisinopril, 10 mg POQD, glipizide 5 mg BID, Coray, 25 mg BID, medical problems, cardiomyopathy, chronic atrial fibrillation, essential primary hypertension, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus without complications, history of mild inferior wall ischemia, left ventricular cavity wall thickness mildly increased, mildly abnormal left ventricular ejection fraction estimated at 20 to 25%. moderate mitral regurgitation, right ventricular systolic pressure estimated to be elevated at 40 to 45 millimeters Hg, comma, history of alcohol abuse and mild liver dysfunction, comma, erythrocytosis, comma, dyslipidemia, comma, major surgeries, none. Social history, the claimant has a history of smoking a half pack of cigarettes per day for 40 years. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking 12 beers per day for 40 years. He states he stopped in 2020. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 96.9, weight is 241 pounds, height 5 feet 9 inches, BP 129 over 86 mmHg, heart rate 55 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 36. General. This is a ...61-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in mild respiratory distress. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his girlfriend. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters. There was a irregular heart rate and a heart rate of 55 beats per minute with a irregular rhythm with auscultation. No murmurs, rubs, or growls were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Radial pulses are 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Could you please drop down to to the last page after neurological exam? Chest x-ray, no acute pulmonary disease. EKG, number 1. Atrial fibrillation, abnormal EKG. EKG, number 2. Ventricular rate at 86 beats per minute. Atrial fibrillation with slow ventricular response. Nonspecific ST and T wave abnormality, abnormal EKG. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual field or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to congestive heart failure with an ejection fraction between 20 to 25%. Probable diagnoses. Number 1, heart failure with a 20 to 25% ejection fraction, and fluid retention. Dash being treated at this time appears to be stable. The claimant does have a low heart rate and has been told that he needs a pacemaker. His condition is not stable at this time. Allegation number two, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Being treated at this time, the claimant has a hemoglobin A1C of 7.1, which is mildly elevated. Allegation number three, chronic fatigue syndrome, dash secondary to having congestive heart failure and COVID. The claimant's condition is stable at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Pedro Guajardo, Jr.